Brett Phillips has been good enough to join us to talk some tennis. Thanks to First Serve Tennis Sunscreen at sunblesssunscreens.com.au. Welcome to you, Brett. Great to have you back.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Big last night and a big night tonight.
Semis last night, well, one in particular was epic. Yeah, it's what we love about sport, the theatre, the battle, the twists and turns, the crowd getting involved. That second women's semi-final, the longest at the French Open, over 3 hours, was terrific. I was the matchstick eyes going, but you had to stay alert and see that right through to the end. And yeah, great performance by Barbora Krejcikova. And for those SEN listeners driving around, who the hell is she? Well, she's a 25-year-old Czech, a very accomplished doubles player. She's won 2 Grand Slam doubles titles. She was mentored by the late Jana Novotná from such a strong tennis nation, the Czech Republic, who just produced player upon player. She would never have expected at this stage of her career to be in a singles Grand Slam final, but she's held her nerve right throughout some really tough matches. And she had to see off Maria Sakkari of Greece last night, who was physical. She hits big. In the end, it was the steadier player. And just even though they're the same age, she's been on those sort of bigger courts in doubles Grand Slam finals. So just a bit of experience, a bit of guile down the straight of that match saw her get over the line. So she'll take on Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, both her first-time finalists in singles. Pavlyuchenkova, of course, we've been telling you her story right throughout the last fortnight, from Russia, 29, her 52nd Grand Slam, and she's made it through to her first singles final. So sometimes you've got to be patient in life and your time will come, and hers has, and that's a hard one to call right now. Krejcikova is the interesting one because she's due to play in the doubles semi tonight, and now she would hate to let her partner down, a fellow Czech, Katerina Siniaková, because they've had some great success. I reckon her best friend might tell her, hey, listen, let's skip the doubles. You've got a big prize to play for it. Maybe you can slip me a bit of your paycheck if you win.
I like it. That'd be a nice arrangement. Don't even have to pay and get a little on the side. Men's semis tonight.
Well, when we looked at the draw at the start, we all saw Djokovic and Nadal were on the same side. And we all thought, that's the one we want to see. And here we are. Edition number 58. We know the head-to-head, 29-28 Djokovic, but it's on the clay where Rafa's obviously been supreme. So how's Novak going to come up with something, Dwayne, to unsettle Nadal? We know what Rafa's going to bring. It's going to be pretty brutal. These two don't play matches that are ho-hum. They're unbelievably high-caliber affairs. The stroke-making, the skill... It'll be on. This could be one of their best matches that we've seen across all those matches. Not quite the 5 hours and 53 minutes we saw at the Australian Open many years ago, but I think this has got the makings of a great match. And it's just whether Djokovic can find a little chink and whether he can execute. I know he seems like he's up for it. He's always driven, but there's just a little extra twinkle in the eye that he wants to take Nadal down at the French because he wants to break all the records, Djokovic. There's no doubt about that. So... that's early hours of tomorrow morning for those that just love a bit of sporting theatre and if you want to get up and watch it.
So you're predicting like a 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning or earlier than that?
No, it'll be a bit earlier. So we've got, Zverev and Tsitsipas will kick it off around about 11 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
So, who knows how that... I mean, that potentially has got 5. So, it could be late. The hard thing to tell about tennis. But, I think, certainly Tsitsipas, I think, gets past Zverev the way he's played this whole clay court season. So... chance for him to make his first Grand Slam final, having made a semi twice. So that'll drive him pretty hard tonight.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Brett, great to get the update. I really appreciate you jumping on the line.
Thanks, Dwayne. Talk soon.
Brett Phillips from the First Serve. And you can check out First Serve Tennis Sunscreen at sunblessedsunscreens.com.au. A quick break for news, a couple of calls and texts still to come, and Campbell Brown still to come to preview the round and give us a winner for the weekend, hopefully.